Case study, Brian Covey. Meet Brian Covey. It's likely you've already heard of him, but for those who haven't, he's a top-rated podcast host, a VP at one of the top five mortgage lenders in the country, an amazing dad, an influencer, and a D1 level professional soccer player. Brian's exact path to social media success might not be replicable for everyone. We can't all be former pro-level athletes, after all. At the same time, if that were all it took, then every single pro soccer player would be an influencer now, and that's just not true. According to Brian, the type of content where he sees the most interaction is usually soccer-related, but nowadays that typically means he's talking about his daughter's games, as a proud, self-proclaimed soccer dad. Typically, he sees the most engagement on content around his family or traveling. As he puts it, people can relate to that, especially, you know, moms and dads in the business world and leaders. They typically know all the different hats we wear. Beyond that, he sees a lot of engagement with stories about lessons he's learned and the trials of leadership. I think the more natural you can be there, the better. Brian also tries to do as much as he says, by going to conventions to see leaders he admires. That in-person experience is valuable to him, and he can then post about the insights he gained. In this way, he's adding value to his followers' lives. A former pro athlete managed to make himself seem relatable on social media. If he can do that, we all can. I think your personality has to show through. I try to do that in anything and everything I do. And the value he gained from building that very human personal brand online is a value we can all experience. As Brian puts it, what we learned through building a personal brand online is you could actually get to know people both inside the office and outside the office, see what their tendencies are, what made them tick, and really build a relationship virtually. He says that once he started following this method, he was able to hire 4 leaders in a pretty short amount of time, without ever meeting them beyond online messaging and Zoom calls, as well as 86 sales hires within 1 year. And he notes that that's not even counting those on the ops side. All it took was the ability to curate content around his everyday life in order to build up those connections. Vision, clarity, and focusing on becoming the attractive leader was huge, and I've shared my journey, the wins and the losses, along the way. Brian dedicated himself to becoming someone who attracted talent, and it led to recruiting success. I want to end on a powerful insight that Brian shared. Social gave me a chance to tell my story on my terms. We all want to be the narrators of our own stories. We all want to be the ones who choose how others think of us. Social media provides a powerful chance to build a perception of ourselves that is truly in line with our values and mindset. As Brian puts it, whether he's online, in person, at work, or on the field, I'm the same Brian, I'm the same dude. So, to the listener, if you were telling your story on your own terms, what story would you tell?